broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning, good day to you. We've got some great guests to talk with you. Ron Whitten, co-designer of Erin Hills Golf Course, Golf Digest architecture editor. Wendy Gray, co-founder and designer of a clothing line I can't wait to introduce you to. It is called Bar Gray. Claude Brousseau is back from France, master PGA lead coach, Golf Channel Academy, and Bob Bubka, co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show, and of course, the lead golf correspondent for Talk Sport. We're starting off with Ron Whitten. It's all about Erin Hills, the home of the 2017 U.S. Open. We'll talk to him right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
All right, and today, for Father's Day, you don't know what to get your dad or your uncle or somebody important to you, like your husband or your boyfriend, what to get them for Father's Day. How about two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course? Poipu Bay, the home of the Grand Slam of golf for over 10 years on Kauai, and they've got a 920 and a 1040 and 1110 today if you'd like to play a round of golf, where the Artful Dodgers and Fathers Four are going out today. They're playing at Poipu Bay, and you could win two rounds of golf today when we say be the ninth caller at 808-296-5467. Well, let's go to a place where we probably can't get a tee time. No, there are no tee times at Erin Hills. And on his way is he's driving up through Iowa, heading for Wisconsin and the beautiful Erin Hills golf course. He is co-designer of. Ron Whitten, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. I'm just really impressed with this piece of property that is 115 miles from Chicago, 35 miles from Milwaukee, and 116 miles from Green Bay, or 65 miles from Kohler. In Wisconsin, no golf carts are allowed at Erin Hills. Professional caddies are available. Course rating is 77.9 with a slope rating of 145. This is a 652 acre piece of property. And Ron Whitten, co-designer of Erin Hills with Dana Fry, an American Society of Golf Course Architects member, Dr. Michael Herdson, past president of the ASGCA. How did this land in Wisconsin get noticed as a good place to build a golf course?
Well, I'm not really sure of the backstory of how Bob Lang, the original owner, got into it, but it was about 20 minutes north of his home and offices in Delafield, Wisconsin. We were lucky enough. It was glacial kettle moraine territory that had been used as pasture. So the character had not been graded out of it with a lot of farming. When we first saw it in 2000, it was pristine. It was perfect. It was the perfect dimensions for golf. The valleys were the width of fairways. They weren't too wide. They weren't too narrow. The domed hills were just tall enough that you could still walk up and down them without them being too steep or too tall. When we went out there in 2000, we could identify golf holes from the very start.
Wow. Because I was going to ask you next what your thoughts were when you first found out that you're going to be a part of the team designing the course, and what your thoughts were when you saw the property. So obviously, you know, it was perfect. Let's backtrack a little bit. When you talk about Kettle Moraine, you carved out of glaciers, why Kettle? What is that? And
there are domed hills. The glacier came down, pushed a lot of sand and gravel ahead of it. When the ice melted, it left these big dome hills, which are moraines and eskers, and leaves kettle holes. And literally just dig deep holes or valleys that look like a kettle, what we would call punch bowls.
Yeah.
and there was about 600 acres. Now, when you drive through this area of Wisconsin, you can see a lot of that sort of topography. It's covered in trees, or it's been farmed, and so there are a lot of terraced farms and that sort of thing. But this particular 600 acres was mostly just pasture grass, so nothing had been done to it.
Wow. You know, that's what I saw when I saw photos of it from the ground. I have this beautiful aerial photo that I borrowed and put it on my Facebook page to give people an idea of the expansiveness of this golf course. And it's, I'm going to say barren, but I don't mean it that way. I mean, it's wide open, but it is tree-lined. There's trees, it seems to be around the golf course. So were there trees that you removed?
Yes, there were. On about four or five holes, it was densely treed, and we removed a considerable number of those trees to begin with to expose the topography. And over the past 11 years since the course opened 2006, a number of other trees have been removed. There are only six, I think, last count, still remaining.
That's funny. You can count the number of trees on 652 acres. Six of them. Oh, do they come into play?
Not really. I mean, the most iconic tree is a red oak on the 15th hole, which is a drivable par four. Now, I suppose if you were trying to play a huge slice, you could, that tree might be in your way, but basically it sits up on the left on the hillside overlooking the fairway, and it really shouldn't come into play, but it certainly completes the picture, and I think that tree will remain even if the other five trees end up being removed.
Well, the thing that's startling or beautiful, it's like a sea of this. What is that long, tall grass that's growing on this property?
It's tall fescue.
It's a
native of Scotland and Ireland. That's what prominently is over there, and it's what we use for the fairways and rough at Erin Hills. The greens, however, are bent grass, which makes us different than Chambers Bay, the U.S. Open site 2 years ago, which was totally fescue fairways and green.
And that was dangerous to do that because you got to have that fescue in there a long time for those root balls to take hold and then actually become solid, tight greens. But with the way you have this fescue growing, it's really beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful shot.
All the photos you've seen were taken last fall, and that's when it's kind of got a golden look to it.
Yeah.
Obviously, the fescue in the spring is just coming up. It's the stems are just starting to grow, and it probably has more of a purple haze to it now than gold, so it won't be as mature as it would be in the fall. But quite frankly, when you go out to Erin Hills right now, a lot of the rough is taken up by hospitality tents and bleachers and all that sort of stuff. So it looks a lot different than it did last fall when a lot of the photography was taken. This thing prominently displayed on U.S. Open preview articles.
Well, we sure do like seeing those preview articles because, I know what they've got to do. They've got to put the tents up. There's going to be a lot of spectators. How many people do they expect to be taking care of during this 2017 U.S. Open?
I think they've limited it to like 40,000. We keep saying they could have accommodated 100,000 spectators if they wanted to because it's such a big site. But traffic is always a problem. There are two lane highways that intersect the course, north, south, east, west. And the closest four lane highways are about 16 miles away in each direction. So it could have been a real traffic snarl had they tried to get too much. The on-site parking is down by those four lane highways and spectators are bussed in. But you know, there's enough parking on site for media and other, you know, players obviously and everything, that it's just a great big site.
It's just a great big site, yes. I'm going to ask just because I'm curious, but it looks like you brought this course down to what the land was and that you didn't have to move a lot of earth.
No, our goal to begin with, Mike, Dana and I wanted to build the best $50 green fee course in America. We weren't trying to build a U.S. Open course at that time. In 2000, we just said we could build a very inexpensive course because we wouldn't have to move a lot of earth. We just mow down our corridors and plant right into that and use, you know, turf grasses that don't take as much water and don't need as much chemicals. And try to keep the cost down. And that's what we did. And we're very proud of that. Now, there's been a lot of money spent buying land and building buildings. And it became a project in excess of $15 million. But we built the course for under $3 million.
Wow. That's unheard of, isn't it? I mean, $3 million? I can hardly say it. It surprised me what you did just then. This is Ron.
Well, yeah, I know most courses are, you know, in the past 10 years, depending on the location and a lot of different things, are $5 million, $8 million, $12 million. Building a golf course isn't a cheap proposition. And we had the luxury of having an absolutely perfect site to be able to allow the land to dictate where holes would go, and so we didn't have to use. We never had any big earth movers out there. We had one small bulldozer. That's all, and a very small crew, less than 30 guys, and usually you'll have 100 guys working on a golf course construction project.
Ron Whitten, co-designer of Erin Hills, where the 2017 U.S. Open will be played, and it starts next week. Dana Fry, American Society of Golf Course Architects, and Dr. Michael Herdson, past president of the ASGCA, were the co-designers. They worked together. Now, Ron Whitten, you may have heard him on the show before, Golf Digest architecture editor. What was it like when you were chosen to be a part of this team?
Well, Mike and I have been friends for 40 years, and I knew Dana when he first started working for Mike. And he had worked for Tom Fazio as a bulldozer operator before that. So we've been friends for years. When I turned 50 in 2000, I had passed up on offers in the past to get involved in a course design, but Mike and I talked about it. We thought we'd been good friends. It would be fun to work together. So they called me up and said, hey, would you be interested in bidding on this Wisconsin project with us? And in fact, Mike and I jointly made the bid, and Dana didn't even see the property for over a year after we got the job because he was so busy elsewhere. So I was part of the interview process, and like I said, we first saw the land, Mike and I did, together in June of 2000 and fell in love with it.
And from what I've read, I understand that the USGA's Mike Davis saw this golf course before it was a golf course and loved it and wanted to have a U.S. Open there almost from the very moment he saw it. Is that true?
Well, that's sort of compressing things, but Mike Davis and I were friends in 2003. I wrote Mike Davis because I knew that the USGA was interested in possibly taking U.S. Open to Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. Herb Kohler's fabulous project there that has hosted several PGAs and is going to host the 2020 Ryder Cup. And I brashly told Mike that I thought we had a piece of property also in Wisconsin that could potentially be even better than Whistling Straits. That's pretty cocky on my part.
Well,
and
hey.
You got to say that for thing to get Mike's notice. And invited him to come and see it. And so Mike said he would. Now, it took him a year for him to do that. But when he did so in August of 2004, we mowed out all 18 holes, and we took broomsticks and stapled flags on them and staked them in there. And it looked like an 18-hole golf course. I mean, that's how natural the property was. We didn't have to tell him, you know, imagine this. He could actually see each corridor, each hole.
Wow.
We asked him some questions about, you know, if we were to host a big major championship, what should we do here? And he gave us some suggestions, very, very detailed ones, in fact. And then 2 months later, 3 months later, he came back with David Fay, who was then the executive director of the USGA. And it was at that time they walked the course again, and they offered us the 2008 Women's Public Links. As David Fay says, let's see how it plays in June. Well, there's only one reason why I didn't want to see how the course would play in June, and that's because they had a U.S. Open, a potential U.S. Open in mind.
Yeah, that's...
So we knew even before, and I understand we hadn't even started building the golf course yet. This was really the incident that sort of prodded Bob Lang into finally committing to borrow the money to get the construction going. And so we started construction in the spring of 2005. We had some delays, and we didn't complete it until 2006.
It's look at, you know, and here we are in, what is it, 2017?
Yeah.
how the time flies, yes?
That's right.
Yeah. Now, this course, I understand, plays 7,693, but can be stretched out to close to 8,000. Is that true?
Yeah, but Eric, bear in mind one thing. When you see that yardage for the U.S. Open is 7,600, close to 7,700 yards, that's a par 72. It has four par fives all over 600 yards.
Wow.
So, you know, most U.S. Open courses are par 70. So if you took and shrank two of those par fives to par fours and take away 300 yards, all of a sudden it's a 7,300-yard course. So... it's not any longer than Hazeltine or Congressional or Medina or even Oakmont last year, which was 7,300 some yards. It just happens to have four par fives. It's the first par 72 course since Tom Kite won at Pebble Beach in 1992. And, you know, Mike Davis likes the idea of the course having four par fives. He feels they're all different. They're all in different directions. He's going to set one up as a reachable par five every day, set one up that's a three-shot hole, and the other two will be kind of in between. Some will be able to reach it, some won't. I keep telling people that this might be a major championship where you'll actually see some of the best players in the world have to hit a fairway wood to reach a par five green in two.
Wow.
Very unusual.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, in practice rounds so far, most of these golfers are not having to use fairway wood. It's astonishing how far they hit the ball.
It is. It's it's all the equipment's fault. Okay.
Well, it's partly that, but you know, our fescue fairways are firm and dry and windy, and so downwind you can knock a ball and get 50, 60 yards a roll. There are every hole pitches and turns and rolls. It's, you know, I describe the whole property as a giant rumpled blanket, and there isn't a flat lie out there. You're going to be either facing uphill, downhill, sidehill lies on every shot into a green.
Okay, so some people have said it's too big, too long for finesse golf. And I think Adam Scott was concerned about playing this U.S. Open because it was just for the long bombers like DJ, Jon Rahm, Jordan Spieth, Tony Finau. What do you say to that?
Well, I think he's changed his tune now that he's played it a couple of times.
Yeah.
He's been very complimentary. There's a lot of finesse shots out there because it doesn't matter. You know, long hitters actually have to throttle back or they drive through fairways on some holes. You've got to be able to play a lot of finesse shots off of awkward lies. If you miss a green, we have tightly mowed grass around all but one green. You could roll 30 yards away. You're not. You're now. You're playing a very delicate finesse shot to try and get it back on the green close to the flag. If you're in our bunkers are the nastiest bunkers in golf. And that was by design. The players are going to complain about these bunkers because there aren't that many of them around greens, but if you're in one, you might have to play out sideways or backwards where somebody who's 5 feet away has a perfect lie. The bunkers aren't flat. We have contours in the floor of the bunkers, so you're playing off of side hill lies and humps and hollows, even in the bunkers.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is wind necessary to defend this course?
Yeah, I think so. Our fairways are 60 yards wide. I mean, they're the widest fairways in the history of the U.S. Open, I think. But the site is windy, and that's why we have the wide fairways. And the wind shifts from morning to afternoon, so it'll be difficult for Mike Davis to set it up to be fair to everybody, and it's just, you know, golf isn't that fair. I keep telling people, if it's not windy for four straight days, 16 under, which is 272, will win it. 272 being the U.S. Open record. If it's windy all 4 days, I think 4 under would win it. That's 284. That's how big of an impact the wind can have. The difference between 4 under and 16 under winning the tournament.
That's it's going to be fascinating watching how this U.S. Open plays out, and I'm really excited. Erin Hills is a public golf course. Do you think now that they're making so much money off of Fox Sports, the Fox Sports deal, the USGA, will they continue to look for U.S. Opens at public golf courses, or do you think they're going to go back to their more traditional closed courses?
Well, you know, they've already booked it through 2025 or 2026, and they're going back to Shinnecock and Oakmont. They've already announced that, so they are going back to Torrey Pines in 2022, I think, or maybe it was 2021. I'd have to look. They're at Pebble Beach in 2019. I think they're going back to Piner. So they are trying to continue to take it to some public venues as well as the traditional private clubs that have hosted many U.S. Open. We just hope that we'll continue to be considered in the future, 10 years or more in the future.
Well, this is beautiful because USGA's Mike Davis was quoted in one article I wrote that 14 clubs in the bag need to get dirty for a U.S. Open. And quoting him now, we really do believe it starts with the great piece of property, and he's talking about Erin Hills, but it's the design, the architecture that really is going to test every skill, every shot-making ability, and we really do believe that this course is going to identify, hopefully come Sunday of U.S. Open Week, a worthy champion. When he said, hopefully come Sunday, you know, it sounds like, I don't know, maybe Monday would be necessary, but we'll see how the weather holds. I don't know what.
I don't think we're going to have any weather delays. There might be a little rain, but I don't think it's going to be any kind of lightning weather. By the way, Mike said that during the USGA's Open Media Day a couple of weeks ago, and I was really pleased with that. Now, I've had people since ask me that, am I concerned that a dark horse would win it, and that might discourage the USGA from coming back if somebody not prominent wins it. And that doesn't bother me at all. You know, Sam Parks didn't prevent Oakmont from hosting another U.S. Open. Jack Fleck's win at Olympic didn't keep it from hosting another U.S. Open. I think the quality of the course will speak for itself. We're going to find out next week whether Erin Hills really is a quality U.S. Open venue. If somebody shoots 62, I'm fine with that. If everybody shoots 62, then I think we got a problem.
I hear you. Ron Whitten, co-designer Erin Hills. He co-designed with Dana Fry and Michael Hurdson, and Ron Whitten, you can read him at Golf Digest, architecture editor there. I loved your story about that experience you had after Tiger Woods' experience. What was that, transient amnesia?
Transient global amnesia, yes.
Wow. What a read that was, and what a terrifying experience. We should talk again soon sometime about that, because I think more people should know about the stressors in life and how the brain can only take so much, and then it shuts down. Thank you, Ron, for being on the show.
All right, Daniel.
Aloha.
Enjoy the open.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We will. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with a young lady who got together with a friend because they really wanted to find some feminine yet strong, well-made clothing for women who love to look good. I mean, we don't all play well, but it's really important to at least look dynamite. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
There's a lot of help we talk about in the golf world, you know, helping you with your game. But in private life, many of us need help that you just don't know where to turn to. You may have a mom or a dad who really loves living by themselves, but they can't keep the house clean, or they don't want to go out grocery shopping anymore. So need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative, meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, and hygiene. That kind of home care will give you peace of mind. Just a few hours a week or 24/7. You choose how many hours. Need help? Has a plan for you, for your parents, for your own retirement. You can do that too. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help 548-7526. It's available on Oahu and Maui in all 50 states. Tell them Danielle sent you.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Okay, you don't know what to get for Father's Day. We've got the answer. All you have to do is be the ninth caller. And the number is 808-296-5467. This is, you gift it to the person in your life who you consider the person you want to give something for Father's Day. And the number to call is 808-296-5467. Neighbor Island, of course, add the 808. 296-5467. If you're listening on the mainland, 808-296-5467. If you're listening live streaming right now in the UK, you can dial 1-808-296-5467 and you'll win two rounds of golf at Poipube Golf Course. That is home of the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. Tiger Woods loved that golf course. Wendy Gray, I love her clothes. She is co-founder and designer of Bar Gray Clothing, athletic and golf wear. We help you look good all the time. Welcome into the clubhouse, Wendy Gray.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Cassie Barquette, am I pronouncing her name right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I'm thinking, you know, I want to give everybody, so we've got Wendy Gray, and we have Cassie Barquette. So here you got Bar Gray, all right? And it just works. I mean, it's just cool. How did you girls come up with that?
The Bar Gray?
Yeah.
We went through many names, and then we just were thinking we just need to go with our last names, and it ended up working.
It does. And I have one of your pieces in my hand. I love this sort of cowl neck zip front, and it's this zipping.
That's our Pebble Beach. Our Pebble Polo.
Pebble Polo. It is so beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
The detail, the fabric, it just feels so good. It feels good in the hand. And then when you wear it, I don't know how you did this. The drape and the cut and the style and just your attention to detail, where you put your logo, it's there, but it's so refined and delicate.
Well, thank you.
Are you a clothing designer? By trade?
No, not at all. In fact, I was a personal trainer. I did have I owned or was a co-owner in a sportswear spirit store years ago. And so I guess that's kind of where I felt like, okay, we could kind of do this. I hope to get this started. But honestly, we needed something that we wanted to play golf in, something that was flattering, functional, and that honestly, that both of us could start playing golf in and feel like we could get on the tee box.
You know, that's what I was saying before we started talking. And that's, you know, years and years ago when I started the show. Okay, so that was 19 years ago. I looked at women and I thought, my goodness, you know, you're wearing men's clothes in reduced sizes. And
yes,
none of us really look good in those shirts that they used to have us in and those shorts. They were sort of functional, but they weren't really comfortable. And the fabric, of course, was heavy. We've come a long way with fabric. It's amazing. In addition to this fabulous drape in the hand, I hope you understand, folks, what I'm talking about, how well it hangs when it's on you. That's the big test about a piece of fabric and how it hangs, how it holds its shape. And the stitching that you have in this just enhances everything. It gives you the back, the stitching down the back. It gives you that added sort of slenderizing. But it's more than that. It's the new technology. It's warming. I didn't know it was warming. It's cooling. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Basically, do you want me to start from the get-go?
Yeah. I want you to
how this all happened.
Yes.
Well, I mean, basically in 2009, me and Kathy were wanting to play, but we didn't feel confident in the clothes that was out there. And so we started with finding someone here that could take some of our design ideas and make patterns out of them. And it took us a while. It took us, with what you have in your hand, the Pebble Polo, we wanted a collar that didn't look like a guy's collar, but that also could function in different areas, that we could scrunch it up, make it look cute, then also where we could dip it all the way up and make it sun protective, wind protective. But then we wanted these cute sleeves, so we added the ruching on the side. All of our tops are all high-low, so you can tuck them in, you can leave them out. And then also the back, we've really tried with every single piece to make each piece flattering with any body type. And so that's where the back came into play.
And it's perfect. It does exactly
that.
Thank you. Yes, it's flattering regardless of your size, your shape. It just works. I'm just, when you talk about the neck on this Pebble Beach one, when you talk about protecting, you can zip this up and your whole neck is protected. How many people have you seen running around with scarves tied around their neck, trying to protect their neck from the sun? Because it's brutal now. It just bites into your skin. And we're in Hawaii. I can't imagine what it's like in Scottsdale or some of the real desert places where we're playing now all year round. And then the summertime, it gets really so intense. And now, when I was reading about it, there is the sunblock factor, antibacterial. It's reflective. What does that mean?
The reflective?
Yeah.
That was more applying to the logo. And some of the other pieces, our PM jacket has little reflective pieces on. So, I mean, if you're wearing it at a different, like if you're exercising in it, not just playing golf.
Yes.
You'll be able to be seen.
Yes. See, it's athletic wear and it's golf wear. And actually, the way the squirt works is it's pull up. It's, and I love that feature. There's no zippers. You just pull them up and they fit so good. They're not, and they're just below the belly button. So, you know, and you can, I guess you could drape them a little bit lower if that's your style. And I'm, you know, certainly I'm a mom, and I like a little bit higher on the waist.
Yeah.
You know, but so it's, they're beautiful. You can wear them.
Thank you.
And the shorts, I thought I'd, okay, the shorts are like, you know, like they're really cute. And I thought, no, I can't wear these, but I can.
Oh, that's great.
It makes you feel good.
Actually, that's my partner's favorite piece. And I would say that the skirt is one of mine. Like, if, I feel like you don't even feel like it's on.
Yes.
It's great.
That's it. That's perfectly said. You don't feel like it's on. We're talking about Bar Gray clothing, athletic and golf wear. Wendy Gray is co-founder and designer. We help you look good all the time. And that's the whole, that was the whole thing. You know, it's like you're, I was in it and I thought, well, okay, I can't go to work in this. The guys might think I've just lost it. You know, I've just gotten too comfortable at work, but you could. You know, I mean, that's how nice the clothes are. You can, depending on what your office wear is expected to be, you could wear these clothes to work. That's how nice they are. The windbreaker. I love your windbreaker.
Oh, yeah, that's probably like my second favorite, too. Yeah, we wanted something that, I mean, I could not swing in any other windbreaker. Like the give, there was not enough give. We wanted pockets, we wanted ventilation, and we wanted a cute hood that you could tie down. Or if you had it up, you could tie it where it's going to stay snug in the wind.
So it just, it's just perfect. The way it all works together. You can follow Wendy and Bar Gray Clothing at Bar Gray Clothing. That's on Instagram as well as on Twitter. It's cool that you got both of those accounts, the same name.
Yeah, actually, and we're also on Facebook too, and Pinterest.
And Pinterest.
As well.
Pinterest is perfect for us to go check it out. And your website is bargray.com?
Yes.
See, it's perfect. And we can shop there, right?
Yes, you can shop there. You can shop at pro shops around the U.S., and if we're not in it, then tell them to carry us.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm busy, busy, busy telling everybody they need to get Bar Gray clothing in their pro shop. And I have some friends, the EWGA group, we went over to Aloha Golf Center and had a club fitting lesson and some putting and some, we worked on our drive, you know, and we were looking around the shop and said, where are the girls? Where's our clothes? Well, we don't have a lot of travel. Well, if you had clothes like Bar Gray, you'd have a lot of women coming in.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yes. What you need is sharp clothing. So it's been a real pleasure. Wendy Gray, co-founder and designer, Bar Gray Clothing, athletic and golf wear. We help you look good all the time. And seriously, I love this fabric. I love the drape. I love the feel. I love the cut, the style, the colors, the attention to detail, the quality. It's all Bar Gray clothing. You got to get it. And Wendy, is there something that I should have mentioned that I didn't?
No, I think you've got it all.
I did.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you love it.
Well, I love it. And like I said, you know, when women are standing on a stage, that would be the tee box, with all eyes on them. You know, if you don't come in contact with the ball because you're nervous, at least you look good.
Exactly.
So I really appreciate the time you've given me. Wendy Gray, co-founder and designer, Bar Gray Clothing. Aloha. We'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. We're going to come back and talk some with Claude Brousseau, just back from France. I know they would love these outfits in France. And I think Anne-Marie would love that. She would look fabulous, come to think of it. Anne-Marie is Claude Brousseau's beautiful wife and one of the best golfers I've ever had the pleasure of watching swing on a golf course. She's just amazing. So we're going to come back and talk with Claude. Claude has a book coming out. He's got an aim point clinic coming out just for kids. And, you know, it's perfect for children. Children get things like that. We'll be back with Claude right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call. Ah, here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
In Kahala, it's a little place called Good Day Coffee. Of course, coffee is the perfect way to start a good day. Offering excellent cappuccinos and espressos, located right inside the consignment center. It's at 4230 Waialae Avenue, across the street from Kahala Mall. Lots of parking, outside seating, free Wi-Fi. They have delicious toasted bagels with Philadelphia cream cheese and capers and red onions. And if you want to hold something, you know, and have the lox and Philadelphia cream cheese, it's only $6, and the servings are very, very generous. Maybe you'd prefer to have the fat-free Greek yogurt topped with fresh strawberries, bananas, blueberries, granola, and a drizzle of honey. That's just $5. Good Day Coffee. It's a perfect way to start a good day. They open at 10, and it's Tuesday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, Sunday and Monday they're closed, but on Saturday they're open, so you can go over, you can kind of plan your day together, be at Good Day Coffee, and then set out for your shopping excursions. And I was talking a little bit about need help, and that's the one thing. I need help. I need help. That's what people say all the time. I need help. That's what it's all about. And the number is 548-7526. If you're taking care of your parent, they want to stay home. They want to stay in their home. They don't want to go to a home. They want to be in their own house. Your spouse, your relative need help. I need help. So you can get help taking care of them while they're in their own home with meal planning, prep. You know, because once you plan the meal, sometimes cutting all that stuff up, for it's difficult. So these people will come and help, okay? Because they want to help you. You need help. They'll do light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene, home care to give peace of mind to you and the person you're trying to take care of so they don't have to move. And the number is 548-7526. And tell them Danielle sent you. Because, you know, I want them to know that you heard it here. Claude Brousseau, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, director of coaching and player development, Maui School of Golf at the Kahili course, the beautiful side of Maui, right up. It's kind of like high up, so you have this overlooking of the valley sort of sense. And it's cool and it's beautiful. He's a PGA Master professional in the U.S. and France. He's a Vision 54 coach and Aim Point certified. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude Brousseau.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
It's so good having you back in Hawaii. Yay, you've been gone to France for, how was it?
it was great. I mean, I've been going in France now since 2009 because I created the first short game golf school. So it was extremely busy but fun. I like to help people to have fun with the game. But it was great.
Claude Rousseau played professional golf before becoming an instructor in 1998. And he's been teaching Florida, North Carolina, Canada, France, Belgium, Luxembourg. Is Hawaii now your... I mean, you've been in Hawaii for how long?
I've been in Hawaii now for over 12 years. And Hawaii is really home. And I'm great that I'm back to the island of Maui. All the islands are nice, but Maui is really home. And I came in the island for the first time in 88. Then it was a dream. When I came, I didn't want to go back to Canada. I say I need to stay here. It was a long run, I will say, journey. And finally, in 2005, I moved in Hawaii permanently.
It's beautiful.
This is home.
This is it. And after being on Oahu, being back on Maui, you really have decided that's your island, yeah?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so now your new home, away from home, is Kahili Golf Course. It's a beautiful golf course. Did I describe the view right?
Absolutely. This is just fantastic when you stand on the teaching tee there or in the clubhouse on the terrace. And you see the valley, you see the ocean on your right, and then you turn and you see the ocean again on your left. The different view from different holes, or just you feel in paradise.
Yeah, it's right above the isthmus, so it's in the water used to come. That's why it's such a cool area, because it's kind of sandy ground just in between that isthmus, and it's really quite gorgeous. It's a beautiful. Paco was just bringing me, Paco helps me do everything here. He was just bringing me the name of the winner. He just walked in. So, golf winner, Poipu Bay Golf Course, congratulations. Speaking of Maui, Bruce Yoakam Wailuku, you're the man. You won the two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, and of course, we'll be sending them to you. We'll give you a call a little later on in the day. Go play golf. We'll leave a message. You can call us back. We're talking with Claude Rousseau, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, director of coaching and player development, Maui School of Golf, Kahili Golf Course, beautiful golf course. And you're going to be, but you travel all the time, Claude. You are the busiest person I know. You're coming back to Oahu on Wednesday. What are you going to do on Oahu on Wednesday?
Yes, on Wednesday we have an 8-point reading green class with Oliver Olikiano. He's a U.S. Kid Golf certified instructor, and he has his own academy, but he was nice enough to host an 8-point green reading class for the junior, and that will be at Kapolei Golf Club, and it's fantastic because 8-point is the best, without a doubt, green reading system that allows the people to quantify the slope on any green. And the beauty of it, not only is very efficient, it's we can teach it to the kids. And then I don't know if you had watched Drive, Chip, and Putt, during the Master, and then you see those young kids, 7, 8 years old, using their little fingers to get the new aiming point. It's great. So,
aim point
that's
clinic.
What I will...
Yes, it's an aim point clinic at Kapolei. So it's Oliver Olikiano at the Island Pacific Golf. You can go, to islandpacificgolf.com to find out more about Oliver's program. He's organizing the event, promoting the clinic with his U.S. Kids Tournament database. So there should be quite a few children very excited, because I was at Kapolei, their practice facility, when Annika Sorenstam gave a clinic. It's a beautiful, beautiful practice facility. And there had all kinds of different things, including the snag golf with a gigantic rhinoceros or pink hippopotamus, rather, was so much fun. And seeing Annika watching the kids just doing their best and then doing the clinic was, it's a beautiful place to do a clinic for you. The Aimpoint program, can you give us, when you say quantify, can you give us a little bit of information about how that works?
Absolutely, Danielle. So basically, the best tool to read the green is your feet. Your eyes will pull you quite often. And then people experience it and they express it this way. They say, oh, I go on one side of the hole, I see something. I go on the other side, I see something else. So I get confused. I don't know what to do. So basically, with Aimpoint, we feel the side tilt of the slope with the feet. And then we train to get a number on that feel. So let's say you stand at the ball facing the hole, and then let's say we want a quick answer, and then you can feel that you have more weight, let's say, on your right leg or right foot. So that means the break will go left to right. Then we quantify that with feeling. Is it 2% grade? Is it 3%? Is it 4%? And then people think it takes time and, you know, a lot of practicing for that. It's not the fact. People get it really quick when you let your so magnificent brain do the work for you and you trust your gut feeling. So it's a feeling-based system. So let's say we feel it's 3%, so we use three fingers, and then you can select a new aiming point.
Interesting. So, you know, a lot of people say it's too mathematical for them, but it really isn't about math. Explaining it sounds mathematical, but the actual doing it is feeling.
Correct, correct. So what happened is that at the beginning, Mark Sweeney really invented that system, and it's very interesting. He was watching, I like to have the story behind, you know, facts. And so he was watching the British Open, and he saw three pros missing the same putt on the wrong side of the hole with the slope. And what Mark does, he's an engineer and computer, and then he says, well, I need to solve this problem. And then he went on and did some simulation with computer on the green. At the beginning, we had, it was more complicated, I have to say. But with the express read now, we can teach it to children. This is something that it came out about 3-4 years ago. And now it takes less than 15 seconds to read a green. Like I said, that's why we like to do it with kids. No calculation whatsoever.
So Aimpoint Clinic at Kapolei is for juniors, and it is on Wednesday. Is there room for more?
Yes, but we have a class at 9 a.m., 11, 2, and 4, but the 4 p.m. is already full. So you need to act quite rapidly. And each session is about an hour and a half. And then this is what it's so great about it, Danielle, is after an hour and a half, you can go on a golf course and apply it right away.
That's perfect.
And the other good thing is there is no bad side effect of trying it, because we do not, at this class, for the reading class, we do not talk about the stroke at all. It's acquiring new competence and new skills to quantify, so no more guessing. Is it, let's say, a foot right to left? Is it 2.5? With your fingers, it give you that aiming point. So it's great.
So this is Oliver Oloquiano at the Island Pacific Golf Academy. And you can find him at Island Pacific Golf Academy, but it's islandpacificgolf.com is his actual website. Is that where we sign up, or should we? Can we phone? Do we call Kapolei?
I think that it's best to sign up right on his website. You got a form there. You just fill it up, and then you're in.
Okay, islandpacificgolf.com. There's a 9 o'clock, an 11 o'clock, and a 2 o'clock, and it's on Wednesday. So it's for kids. Would you do this on other islands?
Of course. I'm ready to go to any island because I'm the only Aimpoint certified instructor in the state of Hawaii, and I like to share the knowledge, and it's so fantastic when you see the smile and then, wow, the ball went in and wow, it's so simple. Absolutely. I'm ready to travel to other island if the other pros are listening and want to offer that to kids, to their members.
This is Claude Brousseau. He's available if you would like to do an aim point express or a full-on aim point class on your island. Just get in touch with Claude Brousseau, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. Is that it?
That's it. Okay. claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay. Now, there's so much going on. This is Claude Brousseau, and he's a Vision 54 coach. He's the only Vision 54 coach in Hawaii. There are only 8 in the world, so we're really lucky that he's here. And last week, you probably heard Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott talk about their new book, their Vision 54 book, Be a Player. Well, this is the perfect thing about Claude Brousseau. He's got a book coming out for Father's Day. I didn't see an email from you since I asked you that question. Is it coming out for Father's Day?
We maybe delayed it a little bit. So I think the target date now is more the Open. I think it will be more, we'll get it around the British Open, so maybe more July.
Well, I love the cover. The cover art is very nice, very simple. And Martin Hall, host of School of Golf on Golf Channel, says this is a masterful collection of thoughts and images which will let you chip, pitch, hit sand shots and putt with increased confidence leading to lower scores. Claude Brousseau, PJ Master, the name of his book is Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. Very nicely done, Claude. This is beautiful.
Thank you so much. So I kind of, this book is about the short game because short game is important for everybody. And then that's interesting. Then I use the word, sometimes the French kick in here.
It's okay.
I use the word proficient with purpose because it says advanced degree of competence acquired through training. Having or showing knowledge, abilities, or skills. Because it's hard to be confident when you're incompetent. So this book will allow you to realize your full golfing potential. A ton of image, simple explanation, and it will be kind of something you can go back to when you're not playing as good to use some of the Vision 54 concepts like Pia and Lynn are saying in their book, Be a Player. You need to know what you do when you produce a good shot. And then you need to know what's not going so well when you don't. So my book is really in that concept, if you want, of doing it simple, a lot of image, and I hope people will like it.
I think they will. And speaking of realize your golfing potential, unlock the secrets of a proficient short game, and the P-R-O is all capitalized because you want to be proficient. And then the aim point instruction for the kids. Here's a quote on the back cover. The inventor of aim point, golf green reading system, coach of 3 number one ranked tour players in the world, that would be Mark Sweeney. Claude has a masterful understanding of the short game and the ability to communicate easily with golfers of all skill levels. I use him for my own game every time I can. That's really quite something, you know, that you've got this book coming out. You're at the new Maui School of Golf at Kahili, and you've also got a cooking show. This is what I'm talking about, trying to keep up with Claude Brousseau. So you were on Oahu recently, the cooking and golfing show with Chef Rock. Tell us about it.
Yes. So this is exciting. So Chef Rock is a really good cook, and he's a golfer also. He's what we'll qualify a hacker. He likes the game like most of us. He's not that efficient yet. And then we came up with the idea that, you know, we are in the golf business. People need to realize we are in the hobby and the people business. They do that for fun. So we thought, wow, what is better than doing cooking and golfing? Then the show will air on K5. And then when I come back from France, because I'm going back to France on the 19th for the full month of July, but when I come back, we'll start the first series of 13 shows, 30 minutes each, and then we will do it at different locations and different golf courses in the islands to promote Hawaii, promote fun. And you have your good friend from Australia. She does something similar with golf and kitchen.
Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen, yes. her book is called Golf Kitchen, and she's got so much going on with Friends of James Beard, James Beard Foundation. But the cooking and golfing show with Chef Rock, so he's teaching you how to cook, and you're teaching him how to play golf?
Exactly. And we started to get the, you know, brainstorming going on. We're so excited because there is so many words that we can use in both ways. Like I said, okay, so you see,
like
you're
what?
Slicing, oh. You're like slicing. Okay, you're slicing, you know, like let's say you're slicing some beef to make roast beef.
Yes.
And then I said, okay, chef, you need to stop slicing the ball. Then stuff like that. So,
yes.
And then this last Monday, we did just a little 5 minutes on his cooking show. And I said, okay, chef, we need to start with the basics. You show me how to hold the knife. Make sure I don't cut my finger. So I will show you how to hold the club so you stop cutting the ball.
Those kind of stuff. That's like that. Perfect. Well, you know, both of those things are critical. You know, one of the first things you get taught when you're learning how to cook is how to hold the knife and how to cut. And then, you know, one of the most important parts of golf is how to hold a golf club, and with if you don't have that down, you're not going to hit the ball.
And that'd be more challenging. And then I say, okay, you see, chef, you want to prepare a meal. You need to have good ingredients. So in golf, you need to have good basics. You have a recipe to produce a good meal. In golf, we have recipe to produce a good shot. You want to predict what the meal or the plate that you're cooking will taste. So in golf, we want to predict how far the ball will go and which direction she will go at. So we will have a blast. We'll have some guests on the show. We want to have kids also because we believe that it's important how kids eat, the quality of their food. And we think it's golf is a great way for kids to acquire value of the game, honesty, accountability, respect of other and all that stuff. So those values will be talked about during the show.
Well, this is, see, the thing is, he's going to be on K5 in Hawaii with Chef Rock and also Tuff TV on the mainland and potentially reaching 95 million people. So here, and then on a final thought here, a closing note, did you hear that golf is in the Olympics through 2024?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it is fantastic. So golf gets to have more than just next Olympics. It's going through 2024. And there are two cities vying for the 2024, Paris and Los Angeles. They're the two cities left in the race for 2024. And there's word that the one that doesn't get 2024 gets 2028. So
wow.
Olympics in Paris, it's perfect for Claude Brousseau.
Yes. I was waiting. You finished just to say, wow, you know where my heart is balancing towards.
Yes, of course. You know, having being able to be in France and... You travel there enough.
Yes. And then that will be perfect going, you know, we'll talk more about that eventually, but the Ryder's Cup is in Paris in 2018.
Exactly.
So great to have the Olympics right after that.
Yes. So, you know, I didn't find one Women's Golf Day event held in France. So we're going to have to work on the French women, get them on the course. Claude Brousseau, thank you so much for being on the show. It's so wonderful talking with you. And Claude has Maui School of Golf at the Kahili course. That's where you can find him. And you can always get in touch with him if you have a question. Because he travels so much, if he's on Oahu for an aim point clinic like it will be on Wednesday at Kapolei, you can sign up to go and get into that for your kids. There is a 9, an 11, and a 2 o'clock still open. That's at islandpacificgolf.com. But hey, he may be here and you could get a lesson from him. So go to Claude for bestgolf@gmail.com. What I'm saying is send him an email and it'll get straight to him and he'll be able to answer you. Claude, thank you.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Have a great day.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. We've got Bob Bupka waiting. I can't wait to talk to him about this Phil Mickelson thing. He's out because of the U.S. Open because his daughter is going to graduate, but he hasn't withdrawn technically, and they're having a news conference. We'll find out more with Bob Bupka right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
You're experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And now we're going into, well, actually, we're bringing Bob Bupka into. I'd love to go into the clubhouse. He's got the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove Golf. Change the face of the driver for a crisp, clean response. And, of course, he's the lead golf correspondent for Talk Sport in the UK with over 3 million listeners. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, always a pleasure, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, this is a, you know, guess the name of the person who's going to win the U.S. Open and win a vertical groove driver. Is that the contest?
Yes, it is. And we give an opportunity to your many fine listeners that love this game of golf a chance to get a vertical groove driver. You'll hit it further. You'll hit it straighter. No entry fee required. Just write down who you think is going to win the United States Open. Send your entry to entry@thegrillroom.com. Entries will close next Sunday, but in case of a tie, the first one in will win. So at your next opportunity,
try and win a vertical group driver, I guarantee you it'll help your game. And now, he's in, he's out. Is the in, is the out?
I don't know. I'm totally confused about Phil Mickelson. And, you know, he talks about his daughter graduating, but now they've got this news conference on Tuesday. What's up?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they have made arrangements at the school to have the ceremony a day early. Nobody really knows. Phil likes it that way. But as far as I can remember, this is the only time that anybody that's going to play in the U.S. Open is calling for rain and wind and storm to postpone the start of round one on Thursday, because if it gets delayed at all, 2 or 3 hours, and his tee time is set for 2:20 local time, but a three-hour delay would allow him to make it after attending the graduation, especially since the fact that he has his own private jet waiting, and there is an airport, which is about 15 minutes away from Erin Hills. So he'll be able to whisk in, get to the first tee, and tee off. But right now, it's going to be predicated on bad weather. The forecast I just got before coming on with you, Danielle, weather expected to be bad on Wednesday, but the forecast now is it'll be clear on Thursday. I'm sure Phil's hoping that weatherman's wrong.
Okay, and the big deal about Phil Mickelson playing in the U.S. Open is his bridesmaid position as a U.S. Open non-winner.
Yeah, very well said, Danielle. Nobody's ever finished second 6 times in a U.S. Open. I mean, that's just incredible on its own. I mean, even saying that, I'm amazed that somebody could do that. You know, it's hard to do. And number one, you know, when you're finishing second 6 times, you've had golden opportunities to win, so that it never happened for him. All I know is this, and here's the dream scenario for me, to be perfectly honest. Phil doesn't play at Erin Hills, but that means the next time he'll tee it up in the U.S. Open will be 2018. That's going to be at Shinnecock on Long Island, one of the great golf courses in the world. And God willing, and I certainly say my prayers to that effect, that would be the fourth U.S. Open I'll be covering at Shinnecock. I mean, to be around long enough for the USGA to come back for a fourth time, you've been around a while.
Covering golf since Moses.
Just about right. Just about right.
Now, is this unprecedented for the USGA to make such a big deal for a player to, you know, who obviously wants to be there for his daughter, because she's the valedictorian. Isn't she doing the address to her whole class?
Yeah, she's the president of the class. Obviously, an outstanding student by the name of Amanda. And you know, I certainly understand why Phil wants to be there. I mean, he would dearly love to win the United States Open. We can understand that. That would complete his grand slam, winning, then be the winner of all four major championships. But I don't think it rises to the importance of attending your daughter's graduation. So I applaud Phil. I probably, if anything, would have just told him, okay, just formally WD, go to the graduation, and instead of all of this, you know, not in, not out. But however, you know, the first alternate that is going to get Phil's place, if Phil is not going to make it, we'll know very early on Thursday, whether there's any possibility that Phil's going to be coming. So it's not going to come as a last-minute surprise, even though they do have players that are available for any alternate spot until somebody tees off. So the alternate that will get in, if Phil doesn't make it, will have plenty of time. He'll have been on the range. He'll go through his old normal routine and then tee off you know, on the time that Phil was supposed to tee off. So it's not going to be harsh on the player. It does add a little drama to round one of a major championship. Not that you need to add any drama, but you know, it'll be interesting to see what the USGA announces on Tuesday.
I'm telling you, it's contrived drama, and I've never seen anything quite like it. I understand that it's Phil Mickelson, and I understand that he's been six times second. And it would be great for him to win a U.S. Open, but I find it's weird. It's just really weird. Okay, let's go to the FedEx St. Jude Classic. And Adam Scott and Charles Schwartzel, Phil Mickelson, speaking of Phil, I mean, he was hot and then he just tanked. It was weird watching him play yesterday.
Now, good observation on your part, Danielle, that if there's anything missing from Phil's game right now is consistency. He can rattle off several good holes in a row, but then always comes up with that blooper of late. So, but that in a way that's a good sign because it's easier to eliminate that blooper than it is to play several holes well in a row. So he's playing pretty well. There's no doubt about it, but you know, you have to plug in the fact that he's soon to be 47 years old. The last time he won was 2013. I mean, you know, we're in 2017. That's a long time to go without a victory.
Yeah, but he's always there. You know, that's the thing about Phil. He shot a 69 after having, you know, some pretty weird moments where, I mean, one approach shot on the green went way past the flag. It was like, he goes, yeah, that was a mishit. And he talked about that. So thanks to Golf Channel, I get to keep up with this stuff. And it's a blessing. The other one that was curious was Ricky Fowler. He was like six over. What's up with Ricky?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell how much heart he put into playing down at FedEx. You know, they're obligated to play X amount of PGA Tour events when it's the week before the Open, and the possibility of extreme hot weather, even though they're having great weather down there today. You know, the last thing that you probably want to do is, you know, have to play in intense heat on Saturday and Sunday and then get in your, you know, even though it's going to be your own plane and fly to Erin Hills, you know, Ricky Fowler at this juncture in his career, he's desperate to win that first major. He certainly doesn't want to follow in the path that Sergio Garcia followed before he won his first major. Yeah. But I'm sure Ricky drew a little confidence from his friend Sergio, saying, hey, you know, we knew Sergio was good enough to win a major. Now he goes on to win the Masters. We all know that Ricky Fowler is good enough to win a major. I mean, 2 years back, he finished in the top five in all four majors.
Exactly.
So he's a very talented young man. Certainly, even though he didn't play well at St. Jude, he's not one name that would surprise me if it's on top after next Sunday.
No, seriously, you're a Ricky Fowler because, see, for the vertical groove contest, you have to pick the winner. What if nobody picks the right winner? Is that a drawing for the vertical groove driver?
Well, I wasn't going to say this, but if nobody picks the winner,
yes,
Danielle Tucker will be declared the winner. So, but
okay,
if you want to enter the contest, just pick the winner. Send an email to entry@thegrillroom.com. So, Danielle, unofficially, you have an entry because if nobody picks the winner, you will be the winner.
That email is really easy. It's entry@thegrillroom.com. The grill room.
Yes.
See, I was about to say vertical groove. It's the driver that you'll win. Is vertical groove driver. Okay. But you have to send in your entry, and the email address is entry@thegrillroom.com. So that's all you got to do. It's really
simple. I got to make sure now that you're not stopping all the emails from coming in just so you could win that drive.
See, yeah, right. It's really the plan that I have. So you're not, you wouldn't be surprised. So Ricky Fowler is a possibility. Got to give people some ideas here. How about Adam Scott? He's changed his mind about Aaron Hills. He was kind of critical, but he went to play a couple of times. I was talking with Ron Witten, the co-designer, earlier in the show. He says Adam kind of likes the course now. His game is kind of on. Do you think he's working his way into the victory, holding that trophy?
Well, let me ask you this question, Danielle. If you're having trouble off the tee and you find out that they're going to hold a major championship, and some of the fairways are 80 yards wide, would you be liking that venue? I mean,
yes.
Driving really is not going to be an issue at Erin Hills. Unlike most USGA championships, the premium is placed on you off the tee. This year, I think it's definitely going to be a second shot type of golf course, and quite a bit of wind predicted to blow or could blow. So I wouldn't recommend anybody that's a high ball hitter. I'd like it if they keep it down a little bit. Adam Scott certainly falls into that mix of keeping it down, whereas Jason Day, who's really rounding into form, hits it awfully high. So I don't know if it's going to be a good venue for him. You got to take a long look at Rory McIlroy, who's been absent, really, from the top of the golf scene, but he's used to playing in the wind in Ireland. He's somebody that certainly could come out on top. And a friend of mine now, I'm kind of rooting for, he just won Colonial. His name is Kevin Kisner. And one of the reasons I'm rooting for him, he wins Colonial, okay? And 10 days after the victory, he calls up a truck dealership and says, I want a brand new truck delivered to my caddy. I don't want you to say anything about it. Just park it in his driveway.
Wow.
So Dwayne Bach, who is the caddy for Kevin Kisner, walked out of his front door the other day, and there was this brand new truck. He had no idea. I went in. There was a little note from Kevin saying, thanks, Dwayne. Without you, I would not have won Colonial.
Ah.
Now that is a wonderful gesture, and just goes to show that he has a lot of generosity in his soul, and I think maybe that karma could take over. I said to Dwayne when he told me about getting the truck, I said, "Well, win the U.S. Open, he'll buy you an airplane."
Okay. And now the question I have is, how many entries are we allowed to do?
I would say take as many as you want, because we want a winner. We really do. We want to have somebody get this club in their hands. I will say this much. I put one of these in my brother's bag. He's been playing golf for a long, long, long time, and he's never hit anything but a slice. Well, with this club, he's not slicing it anymore. So it's worth it. Simply just pick a name, send it in. entry@thegrillroom.com. You may win a vertical groove driver, which you're going to hit further, you're going to hit straighter, and I certainly appreciate you allowing me to offer that to your many, many listeners.
Oh, of course. I want them to win. John Daly uses this club. How about, let's see. So we've got Charles Schwartzel. He's playing, right, in the U.S. Open.
And
he's doing really well.
Yeah, well, he won the Masters, so he already has one major under his belt. He would be a good pick. Louis Oosthuizen, who won the Open Championship at St. Andrews. You can almost throw a dart at the people that are entered in there, and they come away a winner.
How about Steve Stricker? Steve Stricker, didn't he qualify in?
Yeah, well, he actually had applied to the United States Golf Association for an exemption because he lived in the state of Wisconsin, because he's captain of the President's Cup team, and his exemption was denied. And so he then enters the qualifying, ends up getting in by doing it the hard way. I give Steve Stricker certainly a lot of credit, and he's going to have certainly the most fans of anybody teeing it up there. He has yet to win a major. Maybe, you know,
yeah.
Sergio winning his first one. Maybe Steve Stricker could get the job done. It certainly would be a very, very popular victory in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Homeboy wins U.S. Open, you know, at the age of...
the headline.
Yeah, that would just be amazing. Now, how about, here's one... You know, I would probably bet on this guy if he were in Bernard Langer.
Well, if he was in, I would bet on him. I mean, but I'm going to give you one name that you've heard it, but nobody's really talking about it in the context of being ready to win a major. John Rahm.
Oh.
He's 22 years old. Getting back to Kevin Kisner, who won at Colonial, they played with John Rahm. And I said to Dwayne Bach, the caddy that got the free truck, I said, Dwayne, how good is John Rahm? He said, this kid is incredible. He says he stood up on those narrow fairways at Colonial and just piped that driver 320, 330 yards right down. No fear. All the shots in the world. Maybe Spain's going to be holding two of the first four majors this year. John Rahm on the outside. Keep an eye on him.
Awesome. You just made my day. John Rahm, yes, indeed. If you would like to win a vertical groove driver, enter Bob Bupka's contest, The Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove. The address to send your entry in is entry@thegrillroom.com. You just pick the winner of the U.S. Open, and that's your entry, okay? I put your name on there, too. That would
all
help.
Right, and we'll talk to you next week from Erin Hill.
Yes.
Thanks, Ken, for having me on.
I would love to talk to you. Can I put that on my book, Bob Bupka?
You can put it on your book, Danielle. If I have to wipe everybody else off, you're on.
Thank you. And let me thank the people who make this show possible. Alan Nakata and Associates. Yes, it is I Need Help. I need help. Need help? Uh-huh. I need help. Because I have somebody who wants to live at home, but they really can't handle all of the things that you need to be able to handle when you live at home. Like light cleaning and going grocery shopping. All those things, okay? So need help? Call 548-7526. Futurastone. Futurastone's master craftsman. They'll turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. I mean, if you want a concrete floor, but you don't want it to be a concrete floor, you can get your concrete floor polished. It's amazing what you can also do with a concrete floor when you can pour this fabulous finish over that concrete floor. And it no longer looks like a warehouse. It looks like a showroom. Futurastone, only the best. Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, Golf Channel lead coach. Yeah, you need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. It's Claude for bestgolf@gmail.com. Creative Plumbing. These are really terrific people. You know, in addition to being experts, they are really terrific people. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse. What I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter what size of a building or how small of a building, whether it's a new build, a renovation, or a repair, you just call Creative Plumbing, right? Because it's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. What more can I say, okay? Provide lasting security and safety for your business or your home. And installing a Rainer garage door for your home, is the second most important thing to increase the value of your home, other than painting the whole place. Put in a Rainer garage door. All right, thank you for your mana. And you can listen to the show at RadioGolfClub.com. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.